The Torah gives us the mitzvah, ve'avta l'ra'acha kamocha. Love your friend as yourself. Ani Hashem, says Hashem. Rashi quotes the Medrash, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Zeklal gadol b'Torah. This is a very important rule of Torah. Love your friend as yourself. The Talmud in Tractate Shabbos gives us the famous story of the convert who comes to Hillel and tells him, give me a formula that encompasses the whole Torah. Hillel answers, my desani lach, what you hate, you wouldn't want done unto you, don't do to your friend. That's the whole Torah. Everything else are details. That's Hillel's answer. That's the whole Torah. The root, the foundation of all transgressions, even when a person is in the deepest room doing something that no one else sees, it all comes from the poor traits that are in the world. And Rav Khalaf doesn't explain. I'll give an example. Guys over here once asked me, what do I think? Can a Jewish person have a television at home? So I said, I'm sorry, I don't see where the question begins. Where would you have time to watch television? I don't understand. There are so many orphans out there. There are so many people who have so many needs. How could you waste your time watching television? Let's make believe that the content on television was worthwhile. But I don't understand where the question begins. So when a person wastes his time on the internet or other things, the truth is that there's an element of cruelty in that. If you would take those same 5 minutes and put a link on Facebook to Machon Meir and tell your friends, hey, you guys could learn about true values there. You did something amazing for your friends in those 5 minutes. You were online. You were tired. You weren't sure what to do with your next 5 minutes. You could have done a mitzvah. There is an element where everything we do, even in the most hidden rooms, is also a question of our traits.
What do you mean by even in the most hidden rooms?
Even where you say, I'm not hurting, I'm not affecting anyone. It's between me and God. I'm just doing what I'm doing. It's not true. Everything we do at the end of the day affects everyone. And everything we do when we allow ourselves to go off track is really a product of the traits we still have to fix in our own personality. And if a person really fixes his personality traits, really makes himself a better person, so then things straighten out. There becomes a wholeness in his service of Hashem. A person feels like he can love every Jew like himself. And through that, a person really keeps the whole Torah. When Hillel tells the non-Jew who's looking to convert, and he tells him, just work on being a good human being, and believe me, the whole Torah will fall into place. That's a real formula, says Rav Khalaf. The whole Torah is an evolvement of that concept. When we work to become kind people, then everything about us will fall into place, including the mitzvot that are relevant to ben adam lamakom, between man and his creator. On a higher level, we can connect this with the concept that their bon shalom and the Torah and the Jewish people are really all one. You cannot connect to Hashem and the Torah without connecting to the Jewish people. There has to be a love of the Jewish people in order to really connect to the Torah and their bon shalom. Ve'avta l'ra'acha kamocha is the fundamental encompassing of all the Torah, because Am Yisrael is the fundamental encompassing of all the Torah. The idea that Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are really one, you can, as I often say, you can climb the mountain from different angles. You're always going to get to the top. If the three concepts are united, then the real growth in loving Hashem will connect you to the Jewish people. The real growth in connecting to the Jewish people will connect you to Hashem. The real growth in either one of those two will connect you to Torah. The three are really one. And so that's why whichever route you're going to take should bring you there. And that helps us understand how Shammai, who is so tough, Shammai is the one who says, make sure when you greet someone, be warm. We never think of Shammai as a warm person, right? Yet Shammai is the one who says, Evem kabel et kol adam b'sever panim yafot. Greet everyone with warmth. People should feel comfortable approaching you. Shammai is the one who's telling me that? Yes. Shammai's sternness in his service of Hashem demanded that of him too. That he has the warmest smile when someone approaches him.